Hello everyone, this is Giovanni Brito speaking, and I am your host for Season 5 of the International Voices at Queen's podcast. This episode is recorded on the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples. Okay, and today I am so excited that I am having here in the podcast a very talented PhD student from the Department of Chemical Engineering, Raz Abbasi. Welcome, Raz.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. Hello, Giovanni. And thank you so much for this opportunity to share my voice and story.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, Raz. Thank you so much for having the time. And I actually, before I ask a couple questions, I just wanted to know how you're doing here at Queen's. Can you tell us a little bit more about your program, about where you're doing your research? Feel free to, you know, make some comments about that.
Okay, yeah, for sure. As you just introduced, my name is Roz. I'm a PhD student in chemical engineering here at Queen's University. I'm actually a fourth year PhD student. And I'm originally from Iran. I'm the oldest daughter in a small, tight-knit family with just having one younger sister. If I wanna share a little bit more about myself, I swim. I used to be a swimming coach and I play tennis. I love learning new things. These are other than being into study.
Oh my goodness, it looks like you've been doing a lot of cool things, Raz. That's exciting. Yeah, I love it. But yes, I wanted to ask you actually, you are a Iranian woman, right? And as far as I can tell, you are the first member of your family to study abroad, right? Outside of your country. And that was kind of a very tough decision, a very important decision in your life. So what can you share about the support that you got from your family to live in a different country like Canada?
Yeah, as you said, deciding to study abroad, especially for PhD, was a huge step for me. And of course, it brought me many positive outcomes. It offered me accessing to top-notch resources and really expanded my horizons and opportunities. Through this journey, I had a full support of my family, and I'm always thankful for that. My family has always placed a high value on education, and it was very tough being apart. They fully supported me on every single step on this way. The encouragement kept me going, and especially during the tough days when I felt a bit down, they always knew how to lift my spirits and encourage me to continue my way.
Oh, Raz, that's just great what I just heard, because, you know, I am also a father and I do have my family supporting me, and I know the value that is, you know, having your family giving you all that you need while pursuing your studies. I believe that you have a well-established network of support and help here at Queen's, or in other words, you have a good number of connections. Can you just tell me a little bit about how you did develop these connections, and which communication tools did you use to build your network that you have currently?
Oh, sure. Yes. I think so. Yes. I think I've built a good support network at Queen's, and I believe it grew naturally over time through different ways. For example, I believe it all began when I joined an incredible research group and I started collaborating with them within the department. I have nice research group. I'm seeing them every day inside lab. We communicate and collaborate, and that was a big help for me because I was immersed in the environment to talk and build this connection with them. Also working as TA, RA, and supervising fourth year students gave me this opportunity to give to like build a closer connections with other professors and students. That was helpful as well. I used other opportunities. For example, there is a center called Banri Center at Queen's University, which supports women students. Also, this place played a significant role in helping me feel supported. And that was a very nice and warm environment for me. There are many other things, for example, attending research seminars, summer school conferences, I would say, social events. They helped me expand my network even further. And in terms of tools, also I can tell that Microsoft Teams and social media made it easier to stay connected and like maybe grow more this relationship and collaborations. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. So it looks like you make a good use of everything that's available, right? I particularly love, you know, attending conferences and getting to know other people and maybe learning new things from them. And that's when communication plays a key role here. And actually, this kind of leads me to my next question, because I believe that being able to communicate in English, it seems to be a major challenge for many international students who do not have English as their first language, and myself included, right? And how is it for you to, you know, have to use the English on a daily basis? Are you still studying the English, some grammar, I don't know?
Yeah, very true, yes. So adjusting to daily English use or conversations, it was challenging at the beginning, for sure. But I practice by being more involved in the environment, being open to conversations, not afraid to make mistakes, making friends, reading academic papers as we do every day almost. And that these tools or these opportunities, they were so helpful for me. And yes, of course, I'm learning English. I'm trying to further improve that when it comes to, like, for example, a new vocab or something that I don't know, I Google it, I search for it, and I try to learn it to just add it to my previous knowledge. That's so helpful. And also, I know that Queen's has very helpful resources like Writing Center. Students can get help from them as well. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yes, that is really cool. You know what? Like in my first year at Queen's, I used to have like a small notebook that I would keep inside my pocket to whenever I would hear new words, I would write them down to when back home, you know, check what that word would mean. So I'm still also, you know, studying the English and just because I love it. You recently published a paper in a very reputable journal. And a couple months later, you won a very esteemed award, and now you're heading to embark on an internship here in the Kingston area. Wow, that's a lot of great achievements for us. Congratulations. And I wanted to ask you, actually, you know, for these achievements and many others that feel free to comment on, how, you know, communication played a role for you to, you know, being successful and achieve these great things?
Okay, yeah, for sure. So communication, I believe, has been essential to everything I've accomplished so far. For example, publishing journal papers and delivering presentation, it requires clear writing and speaking. And I focus on improving them with each experience. I learned from my, like, every experience that I had, and I try to improve myself to be a better version of me each time. When writing my paper, I applied everything I had learned to produce the best work that I could. And That paper recently was selected as an editor's choice, which was a great honor for me and encouraged me to further improve myself. These little encouragements, I shouldn't say little, but these encouragements, they are a booster for me to learn more and improve myself further. I also won 2 poster presentation awards, and this involved developing strong communication skills to engage listeners. I practice before each presentation to make sure that I can do it, or at least I'm satisfied with myself. I also participated at several conferences when I gave oral presentation, and I always welcomed for any feedbacks to continue improving, and that was a very important point for me. If I want to share more experience, I would say I volunteer to help organize a summer school here at Queen's University, which required me to reach out to different organizations, for example, for asking financial support and inviting speakers. This opportunity was, and I would say this experience, helped me to expand my network and gain valuable connections. I'm telling that because I feel like each new experience can add more things to us. This volunteer thing that I did, it helped me to find some industrial connections or knowing new professors that might help me in the future as well. Also, as you said, currently I'm doing an internship. I'm making the most of it by focusing on building an industrial perspective and learning as much as possible.
Wow, Russ, that's so amazing. I need to congratulate you once again for being such a successful graduate student. It's just inspirational for all of us international students, right? That we have a brave woman coming from Iran doing great things in Canada. And, you know, not saving efforts to improve your oral, your written skills. That's just amazing, Russ. And I wanted to ask you, do you use any resources available at Queen's University to help you, you know, with those skills? And if so, how did you learn about these resources? Can you recommend something to everybody that's out there listening to the podcast?
Of course, yes. So thankfully, Queen's University has a lot of resources to help improve communication skills. Those that I'm aware of is, for example, at Queen's University International Center, or QUIC, we have many, workshops and resources to help writing, presentation, or even general academic communications. As I said, writing center workshops like this, clubs and groups that we can be involved and get help from these valuable resources. Also, one place that I visit frequently is Barry Center, which supports women students. And it's been a really good place for me to be involved with my peers, sometimes to relax and have communications there. I would say, as far as I can, I attend social events that Queens organize them. For example, sometimes there are some job fairs that I already attended, and I try to again build some connections there, talk to people from industry. Those are very great resources that we can use. Also, I learned about them through peers or website or some advertisement. I'm following different Instagram accounts.
Social media.
Yeah, exactly. And I sometimes I just learned about them through social media.
I just wanted to once again thank you a lot, Russ. It was a great pleasure of mine having you here in the podcast. Thank you for sharing your amazing, amazing, lovely story. And yes, it was great having you here.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much, Giovanni, for inviting me and having me here. Thank you so much.
International Voices at Queen's Podcast is a supportive listening space for members of the Queen's University community, especially those engaging in language learning and those seeking to increase their intercultural awareness. This podcast is brought to you by the Queen's University International Center and by Student Academic Success Services. The beautiful music that you hear on the background was composed by the musician, composer, and music producer from Kingston, Sadaf Amini.